and our faith and our obedience. And yes, he tests our love and our integrity and our loyalty. Character is both developed and revealed by testing. Our character is what it is today by how God tests us and how we acknowledge that test and how we respond to that test and how we live and go forward with that test and learn the lesson. Because someday there will be a final exam. You're always being tested. God is constantly watching how you respond to people and how you respond to problems and how you respond to conflicts and illness and disappointments. Yeah. When you're disappointed, God knows this. Disappointments can be a test. He's watching us on how we approach our problems. Do we take time to blame God because of what's going on in my life? Or do we ask God to give us this test and that we may learn from it? And through that knowledge, that conflict or that hard period in our life or the issues that are going on, we can put behind us. So what I'd like to do this morning is look at several ways that God's people have been tested. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything." Trials and tribulations can be a test of patience. How many times have we related to that? When we're being tried, or when we're going through tribulations, do we just try to ignore it? Or do we humble ourselves before God and ask for strength to get through it, to put these trials and tribulations behind us? A lot of us have done that. But do we ever recognize that this is a process to teach us patience for God's response, even if it's different than what we're asking for? The Lord has a timing for fulfilling his plans and his purposes. Often his plans take much longer than we expect. Sure, we get in a prayer and we ask for this and that and whatever, and we open our eyes and boom, it's all gone. That's not the way it works. He will answer that prayer. May not be what you're asking for. It may not be when you're asking for it. So in our test and with our love for Jesus Christ, we need to be patient. These periods of time are tests of our patience. Are we willing to wait for God's timing? Job's life was a test of patience. I think you could make an argument that Job perhaps was one of the, if not the most patient person in the Bible. We certainly can make an argument that Job's trials and tribulations were topped by nobody else other than Jesus Christ on the cross. But Job experienced and displayed patience. In fact, the Bible says in the book of James to remember the patience of Job. Now I want to go to Daniel. Chapter 3, verses 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God who served is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up." Trials can be a test of our faith. Do we believe in God even in the midst of pain and suffering? I got to think for these three lads, it had been real easy to lose their faith, standing in the front and feeling the heat of that furnace. Do we believe in the promises of God even when everything looks impossible? Do we trust in God even if he does not believe in me? Do we trust in God even when we do not understand his ways and his workings and how it affects our lives? Do we still trust in him? Or is it just easy to abandon him? Or is it just easy to allow that crack in our faith? Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were tested, and they showed their faith. It's not that we can't do it. It's that we won't do it. How do you know, listen to this now, how do you know if you are faithful unless you are tempted with unfaithfulness? Would our faith mean anything, or would it mean what it's supposed to mean if we are never tempted? If it's just easy, it's just go down the path, there's no curves, there's no hills, there's no bumps. I think there's a good argument here that through our temptations and our trials and our tribulations, that it strengthens our faith. I'm not sure we'd have faith, or it would be as strong as it should be or needs to be if we're never tempted. So how about love? John chapter 21, starting with verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Oh, yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" This time Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Trials can test our love. They can reveal who or what we love most in our lives. They reveal our priorities and our desires. The Lord wants us to love Him more than anybody else or anything else. And the depth of our love to God is revealed during the seasons of trials. And Peter, here in this scripture, is an example of that test. I'm not sure I would respond like Peter did if Jesus had asked me the exact same question two times, let alone three. But Peter's love was so strong that he said exactly what he said. Yes, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And my response probably would have been added to that, why are you even asking? How about the test of endurance? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 24, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. That's 39, in case you can't do the math. I know some of us went to Byron High School. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. And three times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in dangers from bandits, in dangers from my fellow Jews, in dangers from Gentiles, in dangers in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. Whew. Paul had to be number one as far as strength and endurance in Scripture. By the way, back in the first verse it said, what did it say? It says 40 lashes minus one. The reason that is because it was customary in that society in that time that when people were lashed for whatever the reason was, they were lashed 13 times on the left side, 13 times on the right side, and 13 times on the back. That's 39, in case you went to Byron Center. And that was so dominant that God saw the need and the knowledge to give us that in the Scripture as an example of how strong Paul's endurance was. How much are we willing to endure for the Lord? Probably about the first lash I got, my endurance would be in the gutter. We like to think we love Jesus, but we don't often diagnose on how strong our love is for God. When it comes to harm and pain and danger, sometimes our endurance isn't as strong as it should be. So I ask you, will we give up easily from following the Lord? Will we endure till the end? How many of us can say that we have been through even the smallest part of anything like Paul did? As you know, I served in the war. As you may or may not know, I've seen some pretty horrendous things, experienced some pretty horrendous things. But nothing in my history equals to what Paul went through. Just in comparison, I went through whatever it was that I went through for 1 year. Paul endured this for a lifetime. And we didn't even touch the scripture that expounds on even more where he was imprisoned. How about the test of humility? Numbers chapter 12, chapter 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meetings in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. And he said, take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name one by one. You and Aaron are to count according to their divisions all the men in Israel who are 20 years old or more and able to serve in the army. Trials can be a test of humility. The Lord humbles us by allowing us to go through seasons of trials. The Lord wants us to have the mind of Christ who humbled himself to take the form of a servant and became obedient even to the death on the cross. So Moses went through times of trials. And his humility was shown. And it stated of Moses and of Jesus that they were meek. So remember that meekness is not weakness. Meekness is being obedient to God and doing his will. If we're proud, it's very hard to be meek. Especially if our pride takes preference to our humbleness. In Genesis chapter 22, starting with verse 7, we talk about our test of our sacrifice. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son. Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here. And Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. Trials can be a test of our sacrifice. Abraham was now ready to offer his boy, his son, who he had long awaited for, on the altar, although he does not even understand. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for the Lord? All of the things that you have. If I was to just pick one, let's say your house, would you give up your house for the Lord? Or a car? Or money? All of your money? Would you do that? Sacrifice is one of our tests. Are we clinging to the possessions and the treasures of this world? Are we crucified to the world? When we lay ourselves on the altar and die to ourselves, then we can bear much fruit for the Lord. The Lord leads us to the point of total surrender by leading us through this path of trials. You see, God tests us. He tests the level of our willingness to sacrifice for Him. He tested Abraham this way. He isn't testing us based on what we sacrifice. He allowed us to have all of this stuff. He wants us to be happy and comfortable. But He's testing us if we are willing to give up everything if He asks us. We could follow Job's example. Look at what he gave up. All of his sons, all of his daughters, thousands of livestock, his health, everything. Are we willing to do that? Then in Matthew 26, we talk about our test of obedience. Go a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Trials can be a test of our obedience to God. Are we willing to obey God, even when He commands us to do what we do not like or what we wish to avoid? I'll tell you right now, I'm guilty of that one. If it's something I'm not decent at or something I'm bad at and God asks me to do it, it's real easy for me to ignore it. It's real easy for me to even say no sometimes. But look at the example that His Son Jesus Christ lays down for us. He was obedient even to death. He was so obedient that He said to God, if this be your will, I will obey even the most cruelest and horrendous death that man has ever known. Are we willing to obey even when He commands us to do it? You see, the Lord teaches us obedience by leading us through trials. Did you ever think of that? This trial that I'm experiencing right now is a test for obedience, among other things. Jesus is the prime example of obedience. And He lays it out in this book. These are only 6 or 7 tests that the Scripture tells us about. There are many, many more. It isn't for us to go through the Scripture and read about all of these tests and pick and choose which ones we want to go through. It's for us to read and learn about all of them and learn the lessons that the test that the Scriptures and God has given us and go through life accordingly. Even if our trials and our tribulations are so severe that we think we cannot endure and it affects our love and keeps us from being obedient in our faith, in our walk with Christ. And all of God's people said,